at quarterback, number 19.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl. He came from Miami, was oh so young. Rifles to the wizard, my one and gone.
All right, welcome everybody to the 13th episode of 6 B's and a P, week 13. I'm your host, Brian Costco, joined here in studio by three co-hosts this week on the show. Two coming all the way from Chicago, Illinois, Brian Wiebe.
Thanks for having us.
Michelle Knoth.
Hello.
And Sherry Oliver back again.
Hey.
My co-host in life.
Stop it.
We're co-hosts in life as well.
We're doing couples mics here in the studio. We've had some budget cutbacks. Browns win again. Fourth win.
Woo!
4-8. Sliding down the draft pick scale, as I said last week after the win. But we'll take it.
Putting the woo in your woo.
20-17 over an Oakland Raiders team that we brought up several times. Looks a lot like the Cleveland Browns. But hey, a win's a win. Couple things to talk about quick about this week's game, and then we'll just get into talking about all sorts of crazy shit, I'm sure. Brandon Whedon. Michelle's got a nickname for him as well.
Baseball.
Home run.
Old baseball Brandon Whedon, 25 for 36, 364 yards and a touchdown.
Five
two
RBIs.
Interceptions. Five RBIs. Trent Richardson, 20 yards or 20 carries, 72 yards, touchdown. Brian, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say... Strikeout for Brandon Whedon.
For Brandon Whedon. Receiving corps having a good game. We might talk about that a little bit more later. Josh Gordon, 116 yards and a touchdown. Watson, 80 yards. Masquai, 60 yards. Greg Little, 4 receptions, 48 yards. On the defensive end, Sheldon Brown with a big interception. And I think Jaquel Parker had a sack as well. But what do you think? What did you guys think of the Browns' performance on Sunday?
I thought it was solid. I mean, I'd obviously like to see him kick the absolute shit out of a terrible Raiders team, because
yes.
I think the Browns team's starting to gel.
Mm-hmm.
The receiving core's coming alive. Brandon Whedon kept the mistakes down a bit.
A bit.
And threw for a big chunk of yards, so that's cool.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Trent Richardson, always solid, and I feel like once the receiving core's respected, he'll do even better. Because they're not just eyeballing him every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he touches the ball and everybody swarms him, and then he carries, like, 15 people 7 yards. It's pretty awesome, too.
He's a monster.
Yeah. Hmm?
He's a monster.
He is a monster. A workhorse.
A workhorse.
Phil Dawson, blocked field goal. Mr. Automatic, not so much.
Automatic Phil.
And we brought
when was the last time he missed a field
first
goal?
Miss of the season,
the
right?
Question this week. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
He'd had the longest streak of non-missed field goals this season.
Yeah, I mean, like, and you brought up too that like it was a blocked field goal, but like, I didn't even. It was a little bit to the left to begin with.
Yeah, it's not often you see like 20-yard field goals blocked because they're like. I don't know. It just doesn't happen. You don't need as low a trajectory, I don't think. It's the longer field goals that get blocked.
But the Browns squeak by. The point is, you know, I said this when they beat the Steelers even last week as well, and on most of their wins, and honestly, the losses have been the same way, most of them close on the other end where they don't find a way to win. But this is a team that much better teams would be winning these games by lots. I mean, we talked about the Steelers, you know, with 8 turnovers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
I think part of that, too, is now the mentality of the record they have. Once they get a lead, they take the play-it-safe approach.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when, you know, powerhouse teams get a lead, like the Patriots, they just don't ever stop, you know? So, I don't know. I think they're playing it safe because Pat Shurmur and company want to keep their jobs. And that leads to boring shit.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to get your guys' opinion on that, too. There's 4 games left in the season. I asked this of Chris last week. We've got the Chiefs next week, the Redskins, and then the Broncos and Steelers. I mean, what do you think? Are they winning any of these games? Are they going to be 4-12 again?
I mean, Chiefs obviously are their best chance to win, for mm-hmm. sure, because they're a terrible team. And I could see them getting another one in there.
Browns West, that's what we like to call the Chiefs around here, with old Romeo Crennel and Peyton Hillis and Brady Quinn.
A lot of familiar faces.
Yeah.
And things getting pretty tragic over in KC.
They are.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was super terrible.
And it's pretty weird, I think, too. I was seeing some chatter online about this, they left all of his stuff in his locker, and they, I understand it's a weird thing, but, this guy killed his girlfriend as well.
Right.
Yeah. So, definitely a tragedy, and also a very weird sort of, I imagine, state of mind over there.
Yeah, and an incredibly epic final moments, it seems
went
like.
Went for it on fourth down, and they won the game, old Romeo Crennel. That never happened, I don't think, when he coached the Browns. Brady Quinn's, chucking game-winning touchdown passes, so who knows? Maybe we won't beat them next week. I don't know. That'd be sweet if we did, though. I don't think they're going to beat the Broncos, definitely, and probably not the Steelers, either. I mean, in Pittsburgh to end the year.
Is that the last game of the season?
Yeah.
That would be great.
I'd love for them to spoil the season for the Steelers, because the Steelers aren't that good.
No, they suck, yeah. Man.
And
they're just awful in general.
Yeah. Maybe Roethlisberger, career-ending injury in the final game of the season, and they miss the playoffs.
Boom.
Best Brown season in a while.
It could be the Browns.
Didn't
they break his something
Frosty
last
Rugger.
Year? No,
break his rape bone.
Jabal Sheard.
They broke his rape bone.
We keep it high class here on 6B. Rape bone. First time this season that's been uttered on here, I think.
Hashtag rape bone.
Browns win. We'll take it as a win. We'll be happy with that. But defense looking great. We talked about that. Receiving core coming together. Richardson.
The tight ends, too.
Yeah, Watson, man. Cameron had a couple catches, too. Big ones.
Yep.
He's the one that I told you looks like Thor.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
He's the hunky brown.
He's a hunky brown.
I like a hunky brown.
We do like a hunky brown here. So a few things I want to talk about, and then we'll get into trivia and the tweet of the weeks and all that stuff. And some, actually, just to give you a teaser for the tweet of the week stuff, crazy news. I mean, just shook the entire segment.
Devastating.
Devastating news. So stick around. We'll tell you. Oh, I can't even. I still can't. Now we're doing this. I don't even know what to feel.
It's a sad day.
Sad day here.
Despite a victory.
Despite a victory, we've got terrifying news.
Oh, right.
Kind of erases the victory.
It erases the, in a way. Mm-hmm. The Browns right now are 4-8, and another thing.
Let's back
terrible.
Up. They've only won 4 games.
Yeah, you're right. Let's be fair.
They've only won 3, right?
4.
4?
4.
They've won 4 games.
This is number 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. Agree. 2 in a row, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, first thing I want to talk about was, and Sherry, you're, exempt for this, even though I do want to use it as a time to push Phil Dawson for the Pro Bowl.
Hey, Cleveland.
Phil Dawson. Vote for him.
I voted.
NFL.com/Pro Bowl, I think, probably.
Hopefully his horde flub doesn't change
Phil
that
underscore
this week.
Dawson_4. Hey, Cleveland. Brian and Michelle, who's your favorite Brown?
I got to say Trent Richardson, definitely, present, because, I mean, he's an amazing athlete. It's incredible to see him play. Past, I don't know. Tougher, just maybe Kellen Winslow, the soldier.
Soldier, yeah, I don't even know if he's playing anymore.
He came in for a game with the Patriots and then said he didn't really want to play, so just.
There was a guy at Kroger the other day who had a Kellen Winslow jersey on, but he had duct tape over Kellen Winslow's name.
Oh, no. So.
All right, so Michelle, what about you? Who's your favorite Brown, past, present, both?
I would say currently I would have to go with Richardson as well. Because he's incredible. Past, it's a toss-up. I love Sean Rogers.
Sean Rogers.
More than anything. One of my favorite people ever.
Playing for the Giants defense, who I'm hoping comes up big tonight.
Oh. Well, tonight I hope he plays poorly. I hope he stays planted on the ground. No, I just think he's incredible because he weighs 400 pounds.
Seriously.
But can leap 12 feet into the air to block kicks. He's
a mythical creature.
He truly is. And then...
I think he's the oxygen guy now. Like, the guy who doesn't play, he's just, like, on the basketball.
They bring him in for, like, a field goal.
I'm walking off the field, he has to be put on the...
I imagine.
The oxygen.
Yeah, Sean Rogers.
He's like Monique.
Yes. That's very true.
Oh, Lord.
You can edit that out.
And I also like that every time a play started, because of his strangely shaped head, his helmet would just fly off.
It would.
But it wouldn't stop him.
His helmet flew off way more than everybody else.
But then I would say all time, you gotta go with Bernie Kosar.
Bernie. Our
Bernie.
Yeah.
And last week, me and Chris did a little Bernie outro along with it. I think we should keep that tradition going as well, all of you.
It was Eric Metcalf was a Brown Eric for a good Metcalf, long while. Yeah. He's another blast from the past. Classic Brown.
Solid on the Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
Brian, we talked about voting Phil Dura. So let's just get down to it. Let's get into the segments, and then if we got anything else at the end, we'll go from there. But, let's start with let's start with the devastating news.
Oh yeah.
The tweet of the week, and formerly the sure tweet of the week and the Frosty Rucker tweet of the week, but Frosty Rucker's off of Twitter.
He's off the grid.
He deleted his Twitter account.
So strange.
He's not even there for archival purposes.
I have a theory based on some other tweets this week and this news. I think the Browns are listening to us.
Do you think if you're out there, a sign of any sort? Signed jersey sent to my house.
That'd be great.
Right. Yeah.
Mine as well.
Sneakers. We accept cash and checks.
Sneakers.
Fire the coaching staff.
We need to start the donation fund, the Kickstarter, right. Browns Kickstarter, to get me NFL Sunday ticket. So I can stop bootlegging my games here, people.
Although, the feed that we have this Sunday
fantastic.
Was great.
Yeah.
Till the weird German pop-ups at the end.
So anyway, the Frosty Rucker, no more on Twitter, so we have no Frosty Rucker tweet of the week.
No.
Your tweet of the week this week is from me right now in real life, surprised. Where's Frosty?
Did he melt?
But we do have regular tweets of the week. We've got two of them. Ryan Wiebe?
All right. Well, I'm going to go with what is probably the runner-up tweet this week. It's a tweet of the week favorite reoccurring tweeter. Joe Hayden 23. This was hashtag what celebrities can get away with wearing a bandana. And he said Hulk Hogan, Bret Michaels, Tupac, Left Eye, and Chris Angel. LOL.
LOL after the Chris Angel.
Then a little bit later he added one Missy Elliott.
And totally neglected to include Axel, who is maybe the best at wearing bandanas.
And that guy from the E Street Band.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen?
No.
is it Stevie?
Little Stevie.
Yeah.
Little Stevie.
Little Stevie rocks a lot of bandanas.
Sherry, you have another tweet of the week. Our winner, I believe. First place.
From one of my favorite current Browns, because he has the best look, Phil Taylor. His Twitter handle is @PhilTaylor98. Line at Chipotle, be too long. LOL. I'm hungry.
Phil Taylor's hungry, people.
Chipotle's a good place to go.
It's hilarious.
And the Browns often from inside Chipotle.
The Browns love Chipotle.
It's right next door to the stadium.
It probably is. They probably do have one right downtown there.
There was another tweet I wanted to mention, too, which makes me think maybe they're following us. And that's that I think the dreadlock thing's catching on, because I believe it was Benjamin Watson said, gotta start being like my boy, grow some dreads like Trent Richardson. So... they're listening.
All Dread, Brian, as you remember from earlier in the season, he's been on a few times, big fan of the all dreadlock policy.
Yeah.
Travis
even
Benjamin,
Whedon.
He got the ball a little bit.
I want some ginger dreads.
Ginger dreads. Ew. Ginger dreads. Gross. That would look terrible.
It would, but I mean, but it would show his commitment, yeah. And that he's still young at heart.
One more thing, Brian, Michelle, if either one of you... draft coming up now, you know, I saw some talk, you know, and I joked at the beginning of the show, every win is we slide slightly down, and Brian, I know when we were talking about during the game, you brought up that maybe they'll just get the person they need, it doesn't matter where they're at, and, you know, the Browns have traded down a couple times recently, who do you think, who, not necessarily a person, you know, what position, where do you want to see?
Well, I think their biggest need, personally, I would like to see them get a very mean defensive player. Like someone who's like a linebacker or a safety who can just put fear in the hearts of the opponents. Because they got a lot of good pieces, but I want somebody who hits hard.
Who's the guy who threw the other guy through the window at Jabal, the art gallery?
Jabal Sheridan. He's a monster,
dude. Is he
still
on the Browns?
Yeah.
He's awesome. He had like 14 sacks last year or something. Yeah, I mean...
You want more people like that who also play intense. More of
I think we should get Sean Rogers back.
Why not? Oxygen.
I just like... I think the... Their line's obviously really strong. Joe Hayden's pretty great. DeQuell Jackson's solid.
Yeah, but you need to.
But they don't have a Ray Lewis or an Ed Reed or an intimidating monster.
Speaking of Joe Hayden, this just in. Joe Hayden tweets at Joe Hayden 23, and Lil Wayne can kiss, baby. LOL. This world is messed up. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Lil Wayne. Joe Hayden's hanging out with Lil Wayne.
Kissing him.
Kissing.
Just like he kissed his mom.
He did kiss his mom.
Yeah, it was super disturbing.
Mouth kiss. Joe Hayden would love to have you on the show. And your mom, whoever, man.
Yeah.
Frankly.
It's cool.
Chris brought up, you know, we had talked about all the turnovers in the Steelers game. 8 turnovers for the Steelers total. 5 of them fumbles, right? Or no, yeah, 5 fumbles, 3 interceptions last week. And Chris asked, what was the NFL record for most fumbles in a game? Who was it? Extra points if you could say, who, you know, when it was. And the answer is, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
That's right. The Cleveland Browns.
Aww.
Giving us all a Christmas present of their own there with 8 fumbles in one game on December 23rd, 1990.
Oh.
Yes. Ugh.
Who were the running backs then, even?
That would have been Leroy Horde or something. Who that? Kevin Mack, maybe still?
Is that Alex Mack's dad?
No. He did almost call that announcer last week, did almost call Alex Mack Kevin Mack. We talked about that. You heard it here first. So this week's trivia question, Don Fleming Memorial Trivia Question. Rest in peace, Don.
Just, we're doing him a favor.
We are now. I think so. We're bringing him back into the content. We've talked about this before.
I know. I'm sorry.
This week's Don Fleming Memorial Trivia Question. The Browns just won 2 games in a row. When was the last time that happened? And who did they beat? Who are the 2 games they won? And even just a month and a year here, you know, or if it spans 2 months, 2 months and a year, it doesn't need to be exact dates. When was it? And who did they beat? Tell us here. Tweet at us. Comment in here. Send us an email, brian@aquabearlegion.com, and we'll send you a Browns button.
I think it's got to be the Derek Anderson era.
You feel like it's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be. I don't know.
One of these years they went 10-6 or...
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know. I'm not privy to the answer.
You tell us. 6 B's and a P. Let us know. Anything else this week, guys? Next week, Chiefs?
Chiefs.
Think we can win. I do think we can win.
We better win.
5-8.
Definitely better beat the
finishing 8-8. What?
I brought up Monique because she's often out of breath.
Yes. We just in case that makes it into the podcast.
Yeah.
It's okay. As long as it doesn't offend Dave Obenauer. He's like a fourth of our audience, I'm fairly certain. So
hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave. We usually try to bring you up each episode. Loyal listener out there. And Luke. I wanted to mention Luke. I wanted to mention you on air, too, because I knew you were going to listen to this one. And we hope that your child's birthday... You had my favorite Facebook of the week when you said, my child's birthday party is ruining my plans to get drunk and watch the Browns. And
we also got foiled by a baby during this Browns game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sherry and Michelle. A little distracted.
Walter Prince was shout here, out. And we spent a lot of the game cooing with him on the floor.
Yes, he was way... too distracting for me to pay attention to
cuter baseball, than the Browns.
Throw football.
He was a lot cuter than the Browns. The Browns did a great job this week, and I'm glad that they won.
Yeah. Me too. Go Browns, right?
Yeah, and an away game, too, right? Yeah. That's a big deal.
And yes, actually, you know, that was our question the week before last, was when was the last time the Browns won a game on the road? I think we had, it was the Colts last year.
Oh.
At the beginning of the season. So this was... I think this would have been 13 in a row they would have lost on the road. That's something.
Yeah. Right? That's
good. We're breaking patterns.
Yeah, very slowly. Very slowly they're breaking the pattern. And, you know, I keep saying every week, I mean, they're a few players away. This team could be pretty good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think they're maybe just a few, not even players, but just a few people proving themselves away.
Yes.
You know, because sure. I think that keeps happening this season. Like Benjamin Watson coming Josh up big. Gordon. Josh Gordon.
I love Ben Watson.
Ben Watson. He's got a WordPress, right? We'll plug that. I don't even know the address. Just Google Ben Watson WordPress, right? It'll come up, I think.
Some deep stuff, right?
Deep stuff, I've heard. Yeah, I've glanced at a little bit of it, but we'll post some stuff on there, too.
I also do want to see a little more Montario Hardesty in the mix.
He had some awesome runs this week, man. He came in and just busted that, like, 20-yarder at one point. That was
nice.
You
like Montario Hardesty now?
I think every Browns fan, to be fair, with the... You know, I mean, he was supposed to be one of the hopes for a Browns team a couple years ago, getting in the third round or whatever, you know, and couldn't stay healthy and...
I'd like to see him and Trent Richardson in the game simultaneously. Yeah, the defense won't know what to do, and they'll totally take advantage of it.
Agreed. Let's see it. Mix it up. And I think that's what you got to do these last four games. And I actually, even though the Browns are 4-8, I'm excited to watch these games because I feel way better about this team than I have lately.
So who else are they playing for the rest of the year?
We got Chiefs next week.
You already said this, huh?
Yeah, but it's okay. Yeah. Chiefs next week. And then the Redskins. RG3 comes to town. Mm. Would have been awesome if he was our quarterback.
Yeah.
Broncos, and then the Steelers.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, it was really nice to have you guys here.
On Supercouch.
On Supercouch.
Supercouch is rocking my world today.
Yeah. And as always, I want to thank everyone for being on. I want to thank AquabearLegion.com for hosting us. Aquabear Legion, your one source for force and Ohio music and art. Keep commenting. Letting people know about this podcast. Tweet at us. We're on Twitter at 6B1P. That's the number 6 letter B, number 1 letter P. And I'm your host, Brian Costco. Go Browns. Let's beat the Chiefs.
Go Browns.
Go Browns. Bernie, Bernie. Come on. Woo, woo, woo. Oh, yeah. Super Bowl.